This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Good animal husbandry, managing pig housing and heat loss can reduce the impact of cold stress on swine herd performance. Pigs have a small range of temperatures that allow them to optimally prioritize nutrients for growth or reproduction. Temperatures that fall outside of this range results in some form of stress. Pigs housed in temperatures that are persistently lower than this range experience reduced feed efficiency, stunted growth rates, or weight loss. Young pigs that grow slowly will continue to physiologically mature, but not maximize muscle growth before maturing to stages of fat accumulation. Cold pigs are high maintenance. Even when mature, they require more feed to maintain heat production and body condition. How much feed does it take to maintain body weight in cold temperatures? Depending on age and size, outside temperatures, and weather conditions, you may need to triple the daily feed allowance. However, simply increasing the feed amount is not enough to compensate for lowering temperatures. Feed energy levels, calories, must be increased, since pigs are limited in their ability to eat massive amounts daily. Essentially, when temperatures are too cold for several days, pigs will have a negative energy balance that cannot be corrected with feed alone. There are a number of things you can do to prevent cold stress. Offer shelter from precipitation and dampness, as humidity will pull heat from the animals in low temperatures. All efforts should be made to provide pigs with a dry bedding area. Provide windbreaks and shelters from drafts. Be sure that your windbreaks do not allow air to draft around the space at pig level. Insulate the pig area. This can take on a variety of forms, from bedding to insulated walls and ceilings. The idea is to capture as much of the pig's heat as possible while still allowing air exchange. Strive to keep ambient temperatures within the thermo-neutral zone of the pig for age and body size. For suckling and young growing pigs, this is particularly important as they are very lean at birth and don't develop fat stores until maturity. This lack of fat prevents them from having energy reserves to burn for maintaining body heat. A temperature around 85 degrees Fahrenheit for pre-weaning pigs is about where you want to be. For finishing pigs around 200 pounds, 50 to 60 degrees is about right. For a sow that is raising a litter, you're looking for a temperature around 55 to 65 degrees. You'll also help yourself by keeping mature pigs in good body condition. Maintaining a healthy fat cover on pigs 6 months or older can act as both an insulator and additional energy reserves for creating body heat. For more information on managing your pig's environment, meeting their needs, and keeping your costs in check, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.